Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with the Easy News. The TIEX opened up 7 points this morning from Friday's close at 11,014 on turnover of 1.6 billion NT. The Central Weather Bureau says temperatures fell to 19.1 degrees in the Danshui area this morning, and that is the lowest recorded temperature in Taiwan so far this fall. Meanwhile, the Weather Bureau says it is still watching Typhoon Kongrei. Kongrei is the 25th storm of this year's Pacific typhoon season. It could develop into a super typhoon. Kongrei is about 1,820 kilometers east-southeast of Taiwan's southernmost tip. It is moving in a west-northwesterly direction at 15 kilometers an hour. The storm has sustained wind speeds of 126 kilometers an hour, with gusts of up to 162 kilometers an hour. If Kongrei continues on its current path, the eye of the storm will pass through waters between Taiwan and Okinawa before heading into the East China Sea by Friday. British lawmaker and shadow Brexit Secretary Keir Starmer is visiting Taiwan this week. He will be speaking against the death penalty. UK officials say the trip is meant to show that London will still follow international legal standards after Brexit. He will be holding talks with Vice President Chen Jianren, Justice Minister Tsai Ching-hsiang, and the other senior Justice Ministry officials. In international news, rescue workers are still searching for survivors after an earthquake and tsunami on the Indonesian island of Sulawesi. Bruce Harrison reports.
Indonesian TV networks offering nonstop coverage of the tsunami's wrath and recovery efforts. A broadcast shows rescue workers digging through the rubble of the Roa Roa Hotel in Palu, hoping to find survivors, but they've mostly found more bodies in that city. Massive waves swept into Palu, triggered by a 7.5 magnitude earthquake. The death toll has quickly doubled to more than 800, and Indonesia's vice president says it may climb into the thousands as rescue workers gain access to other hard-hit areas. I'm Bruce Harrison in Sulawesi.
Meanwhile, a mass burial is being prepared for more than 300 bodies in the city of Palu. Officials say the burials must be done soon for health and religious reasons. And data shows that China's export orders shrank in September. The official China Federation of Logistics and Purchasing monthly measure of new export orders fell to 48 from August's 49.4. A separate index by a business magazine, Caixin, shows new export orders fell at the fastest rate in more than 2 years. The International Monetary Fund and other forecasters expect China's economic growth this year to fall to about 6.5% from 2017's 6.8%. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again tomorrow for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.